This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We tackle a wide variety of topics on Central Time with high journalistic standards, and we keep our occasional jokes clean. No toilet humor. This next segment, no exception. We're keeping it classy, but we are talking about toilets. Basement toilets, to be specific. Have you seen one of these? Wisconsin basement, a standalone toilet, maybe a partition of some kind. Maybe it's just sitting there in the open, no sink nearby. What's it doing there? Bobby Tanzolo wanted to know. He's senior editor and writer for On Milwaukee. Bobby looked into the question. He wrote about it for the magazine. Bobby, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob. It's good to talk to you. It's going to be tough following Cora.
Definitely. Now, I've seen these in a couple places. Somebody in my wife's family had a cottage, and there was this freestanding toilet in the basement there. Moved into our current house. There's a toilet in the corner. No walls around it. Struck me odd. Never saw that in Michigan, only in Wisconsin. You've run into these too, right?
Yeah, I've only seen them in Wisconsin, but they're known to be all over the place. And in fact, one of the nicknames for them is the Pittsburgh potty. And there's a very specific couple of Pittsburgh reasons that that people call them that. So they do exist in other places. I've heard them existing in the southeast of the country, all throughout the Midwest. So they are not unique to Milwaukee, it turns out.
But you started asking around in the Milwaukee area. A lot of people have run into this, right?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in New York City and I never saw one. So when I moved to Milwaukee and we moved into my grandparents' house, they had one in the basement that had sort of a makeshift partition and door, which seemed weird enough to me. But then I came across these other houses where the toilet was just by itself out in the middle of the basement, maybe next to the washing machine, you know, just sitting there. And I thought, what could this possibly be for? Because obviously you think any toilet is for a very specific use.
Right.
But why would anyone want to use that sitting out in the open in the basement?
Right under a window, actually, in both the cases I mentioned. Okay, so you started digging into this, Bobby. There are multiple theories about this. What are some of the most common answers you ran into?
Well, the most common one that I have come across in Wisconsin and also from it's one of the Pittsburgh things is that it was called a dad's toilet or was for working men who came home and could go in through a basement entrance and clean up before they came into the living area of the house. And actually, a plumber that I spoke to said that often they do see a shower head next to them above a floor drain, but again, with no partitions, no frills, just like basically a shower head sticking out of a pipe. So that is obviously a reason. This is definitely a reason they exist in some cases and is also an effect. We just don't know that it's a cause for why they're there. You know, if there, you would use it, right? But that might not be why they're there because if you don't mind me going on, I'll tell
you. Sure, go for it. Yeah, this is an interesting one.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh potty explanation is that in Western Pennsylvania, and this is apparently the case in other places, where they were not floor drains, apparently, in the basements. So when there were sewer backups, the lowest fixture in the house would be the one that would back up. So you would put a toilet in the basement so that if the sewer backed up, that one would back up into the basement rather than your toilet upstairs backing up into your living quarters. That may or may not be an explanation here because we do have floor drains, but we haven't always had floor drains. So it's possible that some of them existed for that reason before floor drains became common here. Again, with any of these explanations, there's as many questions for each one. Like, why, if it was just a simple thing for a backup situation, why wouldn't you just have a pipe in the corner sticking out of the floor? Why would you pay to have a toilet? You know? Why isn't it a sink? Why, you know, I mean, there are questions.
Now, that first answer was mostly geared toward maybe a working class family. Like you said, you get home from the factory, you got some facilities down there. There's another thought that some houses, maybe more middle or upper middle class homes, they were there not for the residents, though, but for people they might have hired to do jobs there.
Yes. So I spoke to a woman who lives on the Upper East Side of Milwaukee in a house that was anything but a working class house. I mean, you often see them in working class houses, but they do also exist in these upper middle class houses and upper class houses where they were believed to be for the help. Often, some people suggested it was for gardeners who were working outside. They could come in through the basement entrance, again, not mess up the house. some people said they were for servants who perhaps lived in the house, or maybe even just cooks who came for the day and then left, you know. It's, again, it's hard to say for sure. It sounds like a good explanation. In most of the upper class 19th and early 20th century houses that I've been in for stories, they're generally servants' quarters on the third floor, and typically they have facilities of their own up there. But I guess it could be for, again, for servants who came and didn't actually live on site.
Now, at the heart of all this for me, Bobby, is the existence of these toilets, again, often without any partition, points toward a different attitude, I guess, toward privacy than I grew up with. Did people think about this stuff different back then? Do you wonder about that?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like it, because loads of people who have commented on the story on social media have said they had them in the basement, out in the open. I mean, some were partitioned, but even people who had them out in the open said that they were used. So people were not ashamed, apparently, to use these. I don't know if there was some sort of signal for letting people know. You know, if you heard the door open from upstairs, you're
saying
like,
the whole time.
Out.
I don't know. Have you run it? So you get three main theories there. Any other explanations that people have offered to you as you're writing the piece or since?
Yeah, no, I had a good one that actually is in the piece from Thomas Hubke, who was a professor emeritus at UWM, who coincidentally recently wrote a book about how working class houses came to be and how they sort of grew into how they became modern, I think is the title, How Working Class Houses Became Modern. And he talks about the three fixture bathroom being such a huge thing, a huge change, the sink, toilet, you know, that setup and the bathtub in working class houses is a big change, because initially, of course, there might not be plumbing and the toilet would be out in the backyard. And Tom says that often in his research, he found that the first toilet installed in a house, and this is generally old houses, was installed in the basement, because it was definitely a step up from going out in the backyard. So it was seen as an improvement anyway, but also it was much cheaper to put it in the basement.
Less plumbing.
And not spend the money to redecorate and plumb upstairs.
Now, Bobby,
so it's possible that some of the older ones were actually the first, and I've had anecdotally people tell me in comments on social media that the first and only toilet in their house was that basement toilet.
Ah, now you are, I think, still collecting stories. If people have a story to share of their own experience with a basement freestanding toilet.
Oh, absolutely. If people want to tell me more, I'm happy to update the story and keep it going. Of course, everybody says it's there for the obvious reason. But again, I think in a lot of cases that the use of the toilet that's there is an effect rather than the cause.
And how can people reach you with their stories?
Oh, they can email me at Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at onmilwaukee.com.
Bobby at onmilwaukee.com.
Yeah.
Bobby, thanks so much for sharing. You always have the most fascinating research from your urban spelunking project. Thank you.
Thank you. I really wanted to flush this one out.
That's Bobby Tadzalow, senior editor and writer for On Milwaukee. He joined us for a look at why some Wisconsin basements feature standalone toilets.